USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is pumping the brakes on another stimulus bill.
We've just passed three bills, the largest in the history. We've got to make sure this is implemented correctly.
The California Republican, during a telephone news briefing, says that congressional oversight was built into the roughly $2 trillion economic stimulus bill that President Trump signed on Friday.
Inside the bills that we passed, we did put in oversight, and this seems really redundant.
Unemployment claims are rising as the United States deals with the growing coronavirus pandemic. According to the Labor Department, more than 6.6 million workers filed first-time jobless claims for benefits last week. That's more than double the 3.3 million that filed claims a week before, and it's the highest in the history of the seasonally adjusted figures. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A controversial plan to put an eye in the sky over one U.S. city has received final approval, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Privately funded surveillance planes are going to be used to fight crime in Baltimore after getting the final okay from city leaders. A six-month program will use imaging to help police investigate violent crimes like murders and carjackings. The plan was approved on a 3-2 vote on Wednesday over the objections of civil liberties groups who call it unconstitutional and an invasion of privacy.
Energy analysts say a combination of cheap oil and low demand may lead to a problem not seen since 1998. There's no place left to safely store oil. Most cars are off the roads because of stay-at-home orders, and airlines are canceling about half of their flights. Investment banks say the last time the world had this much supply on hand was during the Clinton administration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A megachurch in Tulsa, Oklahoma has figured out a creative way to give thousands of people groceries and an in-person way to worship amid the strict bans on gatherings to stop the spread of coronavirus. Victory Church lead pastor Paul Doherty led worship outside his church while people listened to him from inside their cars.
It's time for the church to leave the building. And I've been saying that for years, you know. When my dad died of cancer almost 10-plus years ago, there was hopelessness, discouragement in our church. And I said, listen, the way that we're going to move forward is we've got to go to the streets, we got to go to the highways, the byways, and share the love of God. The mission of our church and the mission of every church is love God, love people.
A deal is finally complete between two of the nation's largest cell phone carriers. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The third and fourth largest wireless carriers in the U.S. have merged. T-Mobile has formally completed its $31 billion merger with Sprint. The new company will be called T-Mobile. It's promising that its 5G network will reach 99% of U.S. homes within 6 years. Sprint's prepaid businesses, including Boost Mobile and Virgin Mobile, will be sold to Dish Network. This was demanded by the Justice Department to help Dish become a nationwide wireless competitor. The company is remaining on the NASDAQ stock exchange and continues trading under the name T-Mus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.